Hello?
Sector Con.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Well, I just wanted you to know I got back from Texas.
Mr. President, I knew you got back.
Yeah.
Well, you covered yourself with glory
down there. I've been a little tied up, and I want to have a talk with you perhaps tomorrow, but I was going to say that, you know, we've got a lot of problems these days, and of course, top of it all, Edgar Hoover died, so...
Yes, sir.
I'm giving a eulogy tomorrow. I'm going to make it very brief, so... I would hope the cabinet would come. I think they probably ought to, but...
Yes, sir, I sure think they should. We were all up there this morning.
Oh, you went to the thing up there?
Yes, sir, I presented the wreath, the presidential wreath this morning.
Great, great. I didn't go because I felt that the Congress should have its own show up there, and I had to do one or the other, and
right.
I felt that I should do the church.
I agree with that, certainly.
And the Chief Justice did it this morning, didn't
he? Yes, sir. He delivered the eulogy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it was brief, but very nice.
Yeah, right.
Very nice. Very
well, he's been quite a guy, hasn't he, you know? You think
yes, sir, he
think
has.
Man,
and I think...
And it's really interesting, you know, John, through the years, I called Johnson, tried to get him before the announcement of death, and he was out riding again, but I got him the minute after I had made it, and he appreciated it, because he was rather close to Hoover's, you know.
We got word up there, mistakenly, this morning, and he was coming up here, and I guess he might try to be here tomorrow, maybe, for the funeral, but I don't know. I've not talked to him. But word was out in the rotunda that he was going to be there this morning.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it, but Fishbait Miller told me, and...
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll have Rose give him a call and see if they'd like to come and stay in Blair House, if they want, if he's coming. Well, no, he should come, though, God darn it.
He really shouldn't come.
No, the heck with
it. He really should not come.
No, no, he shouldn't, because incidentally, when a fellow's had a heart attack going to funerals, the last thing he ought to do.
I think that's right.
And he really shouldn't.
He should not.
No, sir. No, sir.
Well, Mr. President, to tell you how pleased and exhilarated all the guests were is impossible. You just can't imagine the reaction. I haven't talked to all of them, obviously.
You think we made the right decision over Alan Shiver?
No question about it.
Yeah, well...
They're all moaning now. They just said, oh, God, I don't know why we didn't ask him about China. And, you know, they just say, we just wish we could have had a little more time, but we know he just couldn't talk about everything.
But you think we did the right thing?
Absolutely. No doubt about it. It's unanimous.
Right.
It was a 10 strike. It really was.
Well, I'm glad we did it, John, because they were very important people. I've done two or three things, incidentally. First of all, I wrote C.R. Smith, and I've sent you a copy.
Good.
I am displaying the gift that in the Oval Office, you know, on the table over there.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be on display there for a month. And
that's great.
And then we're going to display it in the White House. So it's, you know, we only do the nice things like that. So I told him that.
I'm sending a booklet over today that was published by the Metropolitan Museum at the time of their exhibition in 1950 of outstanding American and European glass, which contains a picture of this particular piece.
Oh, great. Great.
So you'll have that for your archives and for the record.
Right. Also, I had Rose call O'Connor. And because I wanted him to be very free to talk him and his wife to go to California. Herb Kalmbach will open the house for them, and they could then spend all their time browsing around, looking at the things, talking to the decorator, anything they want. He may not want to go, but I just thought we'd offer it to him.
That's extremely thoughtful.
Yeah.
He will really
and, but most important, I wrote a letter to your daughter and her classes.
Well, that's great.
Your daughter-in-law, I mean.
Daughter-in-law. Well, that's wonderful.
She's a pretty thing, isn't she?
She really is, and she is a sweet...
The Connellys are pretty good pickers.
Well, we try to be.
Yeah.
We got one to go yet. We'll see what he does.
Yeah, that young fella, he's... how old is he?
He's 19.
Gosh, he's a fine, big-looking boy, a good-looking boy in age.
He's a good kid.
Yeah. What's he studying?
Well, right now...
He doesn't know yet.
He's in business school, just studying finance. He wants to be a broker. He wants to be a financial...
Yeah. Good.
Enter the financial field.
Good. He could. That way he can get in a little sooner, 19. What about the draft? Is he...
Well, he'll be out of it. He got a very high...
Good. Well, that's one good thing you give me credit for, you know.
That's
I set it up, so you tell him now.
I'll tell him to give you credit.
Yeah.
You don't need credit with him. You already rank pretty high with everybody but the name.
Well, we had a great time, and I just did appreciate it so much.
Kind to say so.
Should. We're giving some thought to the Soviet summit at the moment. I want to talk to you about it.
All right.
I may have, if you've got a little time this afternoon,
I have plenty this afternoon.
I'm working on this eulogy. I may have Bob come over and talk to you in great confidence about the thing and give him your coldest political judgment on it, will you?
All right, sir. I sure will.
All right, and then I'd like to talk to you tomorrow about it.
All right, sir. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.